All right, y'all, you already know what time it is. May 7th, 2021. The MDMA Lifestyle Wave and FCLG, First Class Lifestyle Group, a.k.a. the Underground Content Kings, proudly bring to you episode 53 of the Fact Check Podcast. This shit is streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Player FM, TuneIn App, Podbean, Podomatic, Caster, Pandora, and wherever else your funky ass get your podcasts. We are the longest-running weekly episodic podcast in Baltimore, Maryland.
With two hosts that record in a basement that smoke medical marijuana. We drink beer sometimes, liquor.
And we make fun of local rappers daily. Shout out to the newest member of the MDMA Lifestyle Wave, my guy Bink. We interviewed him on Live for the Kitchen this week, and then he said he wanted a show, so goddamn it, you know me. It's equal opportunity. On some Suge Knight shit, come to Death Row. So now Bink has a show.
And Bink has stories, man. So that's right.
And that nigga can talk his fucking ass off. But on that note,
let's see.
You got your athletes, cuz?
I'm trying to find a good list. It's giving me like baseball, basketball, football. I just need an overall. Let's go NBA. We could do that. All right. Rick Kelly. Alton Lister, Daryl Dawkins, motherfucking Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
Mark Eaton, James Edwards.
Shout out to the beard, Mark Eaton.
Artis Gilmore.
Oh, legend.
Yeah, there we go. That's some good 53s for your ass.
Legends. Fuck Bill Romanowski. Most listened to episodes on the wave in the past 30 days. Fact Check Podcast, episode 23. Music Video Theater, Episode 6. Fact Check Podcast, Episode 52. Snaps on a Petrol, Episode 15. Fact Check Podcast, Episode 51. Music Video Theater, Episode 5. Live from the Kitchen, Episode 15 with Bink. Cold Heat, Wrestling Podcast, Episode 5. Fact Check Podcast, Episode 50. And Fact Check Podcast, episode 46. Yo, is this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? This is the first time all five shows in the top 10. High five that shit, my guy.
Did I show you this shit I got, yo? The lighter, bro.
That's what you was talking about? I thought you got me one, too. Where's that?
This shit's $20, bro. I got you, though.
Just tell me where to get it, son.
I got it off Amazon. I got you, though.
All right.
I got you, yo. Oh. Fuck that. These shits is like...
You were saying, I got a lighter, bro.
It's called
I must have read that shit,
you
bro.
You were thinking, yeah. I just saying, I got to look at this lighter, bro.
Yeah. I must have read that shit wrong, bro. It's all good, though. Shout out to One Way. All right, motherfucking top countries past 30 days. United States, Russian Federation, Ireland, Belgium, United Kingdom, Taiwan, Colombia, Denmark, Indonesia, Germany, Switzerland, Luxembourg, Brazil, Lithuania, and Serbia. In the top cities, we looking at Columbus, Ohio, Willowbrook, Illinois. Okay. Moscow, Russian Federation, Baltimore, Maryland, Boardman, Oregon, Dublin, Ireland, Ashburn, Virginia, Brussels, Belgium, Aberdeen, Maryland, San Francisco, California, Catonsville, Maryland, Taipei, Taiwan, Washington, D.C., Richardson, Texas, Hawthorne, California, Portland, Oregon, Cornelia, Georgia, Beltsville, Maryland, Loma Linda, California, Brooklyn, New York, Kazan, Russian Federation, Towson, Maryland, Atlanta, Georgia, Fontana, California, Dallas, Texas, Metrieri, Louisiana, Ellicott City, Maryland, Bridgend, United Kingdom, Port Lavaca, Texas, and Koji, Denmark. Shout out to you guys for fucking with the wave. We appreciate y'all.
Love y'all. Keep us going.
And the bots in China, can y'all please leave our website the fuck alone? Because you're fucking with our analytics, man. All right, y'all, back for another week of this hip-hop shit.
Yep.
What's going on, Fly Fonzie? How you feeling, yo?
I'm all right, man. Another week.
Man, we just starting, and this shit already gone.
That's why we got this one.
There you go, Kibo Sabi. Oh. All right, y'all. Let's see what we got popping this week, man. Yo, first of all, we got to talk about the menthol ban. and how me and you are about to be the go-to black market niggas.
Yes, we are.
For Newports, Backwoods, whatever you need, come holla at the Wave, man.
Hey, man, the FDA trying to ban menthol and flavored cigars, saying it's because people of color and children are more likely to smoke them.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, so you basically telling me you, that's why I posted, you seen what I said, yo. They said that, I said the FDA wants y'all to believe Newports and Backwoods is the problem. Like, you feel what, that's...
Yeah, yo. So, like, Marlboro Lights are still good?
Our black people was fucked up because we smoked Newports and Backwoods.
Yeah, and Cools and shit.
And Cools and Camels and... What's the other ones my grandmother smoked? Salems.
Yeah. Activists and black communities support the move, saying tobacco companies have targeted African-American neighborhoods in their menthol cigarette campaigns. Activists say menthol cigarettes are popular in black communities and have created serious health issues.
That's just me, but I thought, like, I used to see the Newport signs and shit like that in the bill. I used to be like, yo, they're good. They're good at fucking advertising.
I mean, isn't there evidence, though, that Big Tobacco was like, yeah, let's get these niggas and these teens?
Right. But I know mad white people that smoke cigarettes, so.
True that.
And they smoke menthols.
The FDA said a Canadian study suggests that banning menthol in the United States could lead 930,000 smokers, including 230,000 African Americans, to quit within the first 13 to 17 months after the ban goes into effect. That's not enough black people for
me.
I'm
going to tell you what the trick actually is to get people to stop smoking cigarettes. Mm. You just raise the fucking prices.
They've been doing that.
Like in New York. No, you got to raise them like they are in New York.
They almost
like in New York. They're like $15 a pack.
Yeah, they up to like 12 here, bro.
No, they not.
Yes, they is.
For a pack of Newports?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
Newport 100, $12.50, right up the street. I mean, it probably depends on where you go, but I bet you ain't getting one for under $10.
That's some, damn. Because I went to New York, and last time I went to New York, and I was smoking cigarettes, I took two packs with me. And I was only going for like 2 days.
Yo, even Marlboro Lights is like $9.
Yeah, that's high. Marlboro's normally.
I want to know how it's going to affect the tobacco industry, though.
Well, maybe what's starting to happen is all of the politicians that were in bed with Big Tobacco are starting to like die or just phase out.
Yeah.
So these new niggas is like, yo. Y'all ain't breaking us off.
This is a statement from one of the tobacco companies. We believe the rulemaking process will reveal that there is no scientific evidence to support a federal menthol and flavor ban. We are hopeful that the FDA will follow the law and prioritize sound policy and science over political pressure.
There we go. Tell them, Philip Morris. That's the only tobacco company I know.
Yo. I don't know, buddy. But yeah, holla at the way we got them ports for the high. For the high, nigga.
I tell Bones, I say, yo, Backwoods gonna be going for 25 pack. Mm. But since you the bro, I got you for the 15.
God damn, yo. All right,
Joe. And I'm ordering from overseas, so I'm gonna have the banana ones and all that shit.
What's up with the Kanye versus Walmart shit, man?
The logo shit?
What's going on, man?
Walmart gotta get the fuck out of here, bro.
Really? I think Yeezy gotta get the fuck out of here.
That shit ain't yellow.
That's the only thing it's not.
But that's like that.
Come on, fam.
It's like an asterisk.
Come on, fam.
You get what I'm saying?
Nah, fam.
His is the dotted line one, right?
Yeah.
All right, yours is like, yo, it's small shit like that that counts.
What happened when you connect the dots?
But that's small. But that small shit that matters when it comes to like trademarks and shit. Like yours is solid lines, mine's dotted lines.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm. That's the difference.
Well, they saying they trying to block the trademark, saying his symbol looks too much like its own. The retail giant said consumers could mistake the Walmart Spark design with the Yeezy symbol that's in the same general shape, but is expressed in dots rather than.
So let me break this down to you, Walmart. if Yeezy puts that, let's say Yeezy gets the trademark, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's confusing the Yeezy logo for the Walmart logo. Nobody. Like, and what, in reference to what? Because if, what is Yeezy using that logo for?
Like, I think that's going to be his, like, Yeezy brand. So basically everything he does moving forward will have that on it.
I don't know, man. That's Walmart. I feel like, who knows?
All right. This one of the joints I had from last week when we didn't record. So Lil' Kim is about to do a book, right? Number one, who the fuck cares? And now, number two, it's talking about she going to be talking about all this scandalous shit and how men are super creepy in the music industry, right? And my thing is, like, why now?
Right.
Especially you, as an artist, that prioritize
sex over everything.
Yeah.
You sold sex.
So it was really good.
Did she have a song called How Many Licks?
Does it take to get to the center of the pussy? But good luck to Lil' Kim, man.
That was nasty work when you look back for Cisco.
Yo, Cisco the god, bro. But he fucked up. He had one major fuck up in his career. He ain't clear that fucking thong song sample.
Yeah.
When he say, "Living a vida loca." That's all he had to do.
Tip Kelly, man, was pissed.
Yeah, yeah. All right, son. I'm trying so hard not to get into new music.
I think it said she had dumps like a truck.
Dumps like a truck. Truck, truck.
And then thighs like what?
What? What? What? Baby, move your butt. Butt. Butt.
Let me sing it again.
In case you didn't hear me the first time.
Shout out Cisco, man.
You heard about, speaking of Kanye, you heard about this nigga bought some like rare piece of art for Kim Kardashian. And this shit was just sitting in a storage locker. Like, she ain't even knew she had the shit. And now Italy want that shit back. Like, nah, fam. That shit is, like, a part of our history. We need that back, homie.
But I bought it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm
and I got it, so.
I bought it. She ain't know it was hers, so.
Y'all can buy it back.
Yeah, I'll sell it to y'all at what I paid for it. How about that? Even for even trade.
All right. They got your back. Fuck. I got your man G Herbo.
For live. Yeah. For all that, man.
Again. This fucking guy, man. Alright, yo. G Herbo is being hit with even more federal charges regarding a $1.5 million fraud case, according to the Chicago Tribune. Charges filed on Wednesday in Springfield, Massachusetts. Court accused Herbo of lying to a federal agent in November of 2018. The Chicago native allegedly denied having any relationship with rap promoter T-Glow when approached by the FBI a few years ago. The feds believe Herbo had... Oh, no. The feds believe T-Glow supplied Herbo with private jets, exotic sports car rentals, pets, and other luxury accommodations since 2016.
So what this shit kind of sounds like is Yo was scamming and Herbo might have came up off of, might have benefited unknowingly from some of the scamming. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when they asked him, did he know the nigga one? He's like, nah, I don't know, yo. Like, they trying to get him for the same shit they got Lil' Kim for.
Yeah.
Like,
and they about to get him.
Was he gonna do that year and a day? Like,
mm-hmm. Yo, shout out Chad Focus.
Oh, yo, my man got right. I found that out last night. Like
30 months, and he doing interviews now.
Yo, tell him I need. I'm about to hit some people to get that
yeah,
interview.
Yeah, we need that fact check.
Fuck that. Chad, holla at us when you come home, baby. Like, shit, you can call us from the joint.
For sure. Line's always open for you, Chad. This is kind of sad. 40 Cal's daughter has been missing for a couple days now. And the police believe it was a suicide based on surveillance footage and cell phone records and shit. And some, like, two friends have come forward saying they were actually talking to her on the phone during those last hours and shit. So.
Oh, so I didn't get hit that part recently.
Yeah, apparently she had broken up with her boyfriend. And then she was, like, talking to another male friend on the phone back home in New York or something. Because she was at college.
She was in Buffalo.
And then she, like, you know, she's talking about killing herself and shit, and he's like, nah, nah. And then she left and went to the train station or some shit. And they say she got on two trains, and then after that, cell phone goes off.
Crazy, man. 40 cal, your prayers with you, man. Like, 40 cal is like, yo, he's one of, like, the battle rap OGs for real, for real.
Mm-hmm. Dipset legend.
Dipset, like, right. Open your eyes.
Classic. I was bumping that shit, like, last week. Yo, this nigga Fredo Bang. Who is this nigga, yo?
I have no idea. Yo, I see his name a lot. I be looking him up. Yo. Like, who is this nigga, man?
We got a fact checking, yo. Better have some slappers. Apanese? Really?
Apanese. So he's like, young man. So like some young man type shit. What is this? Yo, I'm going to say this, huh? It ain't for me, but he's making a way for his family, I guess.
Oh, that was only one joint.
That one wasn't for me. I need to hear this nigga rapping.
I like the production on it, on the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see the young niggas going crazy over this shit,
see,
nigga.
I'm gonna tell you a trick I've been finding out, like, to some of these videos and shit. Everything, like, yo, is templates now. Niggas will sell you them effects.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go online, get a nigga $40, he'll give you all that shit.
Just like music with the plugins.
Yeah, niggas is...
You notice how a lot of niggas now is doing the shit where at random parts of the video, they playing the actual audio from the shoot.
Yeah.
Biters. Are we going to talk about how Quando Rondo hasn't had an industry feature in 2 years? And the last feature he did have was Lil Durk. Quando Rondo dropped today.
I know. He mentioned that, and he mentioned that he had the Durk feature in his interview with Angela Yee.
Oh, yeah?
Man. I thought me and Big Bro was cool. Like, that was why he thought him and Durk was cool, because they have a song together.
Mm-hmm.
According to him, he never knew that was a problem with Vaughn.
Mm-mm.
So.
Oh, and he was shot at the other day in Georgia. Again.
Talk about that show?
No, this was at like a gas station or something.
I was thinking, what's about that show he had? Niggas was scared to come.
Oh, where it was like five people?
Yeah, niggas
was
scared.
More people on stage than it was.
Niggas was scared to come.
Still taking risk.
I bet you are.
18 songs, 46 minutes, Ponzi.
Huh? That's it?
For 18 songs.
Is he doing the one verse thing?
Yeah, I see a lot.
Two hooks, one verse.
A lot of 2 minute joint.
Nah.
Sound like the same shit from the last one. I can't keep it on my fucking mind. You wait the night time, then we run.
I know he's on Never. I know he's part of Young Boy's camp. This sounds just like some Young Boy shit too. That nigga TNT that does a lot of these beats, though. I do say, like, he's real active in the producer community.
Beats is rocking.
But he's, like, he does a lot, like, a lot of, like, collabing with new niggas, like, unknown producers. Like, little competitions where you win the beat battle, you get to collab with them type shit. Mm-hmm.
These niggas, do they think they boozy or something?
That's exactly what it is. It's, like, new... Because you got to remember, Young Boy's from Louisiana. Oh my God. He's from Baton Rouge, if I'm not mistaken. So that shit all sounds like, it's the evolution of that sound. All
right, man. Fuck this shit, bro. Just getting the new music, man.
T Grizzly dropped.
T Grizzle.
I like it.
You want to do, albums or singles first?
We could do singles first.
That shit is harsh. Whatever the fuck we smoking.
It's that backwood, man. Ooh. It's that dark backwood.
Look, we got about... There's only 2 years left!
That's more than why you can.
I'd be the ELE out this motherfucker, yo. Alright, J. Cole. Interlude. I know you Dreamville fans have been thirsty. What you think, brother? What you think?
Sounds like more of J. Cole.
Like, making, this is a quote from Hip Hop DX. Making a volatile return to his mythical lyrical form.
That was volatile?
Hold on, yo. Making a volatile return to his mythical lyrical form. Interlude captures Cole flirting with new flows as he floats his comparisons of Bun B, Nipsey Hussle, and Jesus, and vehemently denounces his ops, whoever they may be.
J. Cole has ops? Like, yo, J. Cole at his best is that run he had of features the other couple years ago.
Yo, said J. Cole has ops?
I didn't know J. Cole had ops, so...
Yo, we gotta make that a drop, man.
I never knew a nigga had ops to rap
whenever
about.
J. Cole get on that gangster shit, like... All right, yo, Isaiah Rashad, Duke Dujaline with ya.
Huh? I wish I knew how to do that, that joking shit Duke Deuce does. I got a homeboy that does. He knows some Memphis niggas.
Did that, but I listened to that shit earlier. It's pretty rocking. I think Juice and Paul did the beat.
Okay, I can respect that.
Sawiti, fast, quote unquote, motion.
Strong no for me, but
coming in fast. Trippy Red, Playboy Cardi, Mr. Rage.
Is that Pierre? Who did that beat? Loso. Sound like Trippy Red and Playboy's bag.
I don't have a problem with this, yo.
Sound like Playboy Cardi's bag.
Yo, I could deal with
that. So that's his though. That's his bag though when it comes to like style of beat.
Young Ma and Favi, Hello Baby.
Is that fast forward to 5 years verse?
Nah, we ain't gonna get it on us.
I got it right here, but
we'll spin that. That was just something to digest. Came from the projects and made progress. And niggas could die next. So please don't get caught in the lust of bodies. Bottle will lick on my body, huh? I get my shooter up perfect. That's what she did. She sent him the song. She sent him the beat. Mm-hmm. Let him do his verse.
Ah, I see. And tried to mimic his.
Koi Leray, Bout Me. This is what she sounds like?
So I saw somebody make a comparison yesterday. To her. Of her. Mm. There's only one person that was really on that. Let's see. Dej Loaf.
Oh, shit. Okay.
She's got like a Dej Loaf type.
Does Dej Loaf still put out music?
Mm-hmm. Dej Loaf put out an album last year.
Okay.
Sell Soul too.
Russ Small Talk.
Yeah, Russ said he's back to putting out something every Friday.
He make his own beats, right?
Some of them. Notice how that was one of his things when he first came out. He was putting a song out every week, mm-hmm. but he was putting it out like it was an album. So every week it would pop up as an album.
Gotcha.
And he had all that before he signed his first deal. So he's like, yo, I still own all of that before I ever had a deal.
But it was just one song, but he just
puts it out as an album. And that shit was, because he was like, yo, you got to think, if you put an album out, they're only going to listen to X amount. Like, they don't know who you are. They're going to listen to X amount of time on that song. On them songs. So if I put out one song projects. What was that? Babyface Ray?
How you like the T Grizzly, yo?
I like it. That's what you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
From what I started listening on the way over.
He rapping on that.
He's T Grizzly,
yeah.
You know? That's all. Like, he's got the joint with Quavo and Dolph.
Yeah, you like that one? I didn't really like it too much.
I like Dolph on.
And I hate how niggas stole that yeah, yeah.
From Dolph?
Mm-hmm.
I tell niggas still, I don't see how niggas, like, Moneybagg can rap. That nigga's not Dolph, man.
No, fuck no.
Like.
Czarface and Doom Drop. Yeah. I tried to listen to it, but I'm not in the right mindset for that shit right now.
We got another YG and Mozzie joint.
I don't know the rest of these niggas, bro.
YG and Mozzie dropped something with Blast. Shit. Perfect timing.
Oh.
Body do the same when it fall from his blicky. This nigga
Who's that?
Mozzie, YG, and Blast.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a new Don Toliver record.
Nah, wasn't really feeling it.
Me neither. Flip De Niro, The Get Back.
Nope.
Next Level, TLE Cinco. Nah. I don't like the ad libs in the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But
it came out last week. That, said Baby Keem and Travis Scott.
Who?
Yeah.
Man, fuck out of here,
yo. Durag Activity.
Dre Watch 2021. Dr. Dre and Nicole Young have taken big steps towards officially being exes. The estranged couple have asked the California judge to sign off on legally ending their marriage. They have yet to come to an agreement on how to split up Dre's $800 million fortune. But once the judge signs that they will legally be single and free to remarry while they hash out the financial issues. Boom, boom.
Dre, man. Come up off some of that money. You got plant check for IDK on
here. Damn, hold up, son. They said Dre's battle against Young took a turn last week when a judge ruled that Power divorce attorney Laura Wasser, as well as lawyer Howard King, could not continue to represent Dr. Dre.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
I gotta get new lawyers and all that shit.
And three of his mistresses gotta testify.
Sheesh.
And he's still paying $2 million a month.
Shorty subpoenaed the mistresses.
Yo, who's this IDK guy?
I don't know.
I like that song with Offset, but where'd this nigga come from?
I didn't hear him until you played that song with him and Offset.
Jason Aaron Mills. From Bowie?
This shit says he's from the United Kingdom.
Well, he was born in the UK in 92. Raised in Bowie, where he attended Duval High School.
Okay.
In August 2015, he released a second mixtape, Sub Trap. The name stands for Suburban Trap, or Trap Music with Substance. The album features the singles The Plug, God Said Trap, King Trappy 3, and Cookie Addiction, featuring BJ, the Chicago Kid. That ain't telling me how it got on. In 2016, it was announced as one of the performers at the 2016 Trilectro Music Festival.
Yeah. Some shit they do out in D.C. pretty dope.
Okay. How do you release a mixtape and premiere it on Forbes?
Hmm?
This is weird. It's not telling me who he signed to. Oh, he's been on Warner the whole time. No, that's just the new shit. Okay. Self-release. I don't know, bro. This shit look kind of sussy. I don't know. Shout out to you, though,
Mr. See, I've heard of... That's the thing. I've heard of as it's saying he was formerly J.I.D.K. I've heard that name before.
J.I.D.K.?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yo.
You think Kendrick Lamar is about to drop soon?
Who? Somebody was supposed to drop from TDE today, right?
It was Isaiah Rashad. It was just a single.
Nah,
stay doing that shit.
Nah, Top Dog.
I don't know why. And I called that shit like 2 weeks ago. Y'all niggas need to stop geeking off that shit.
Top Dog.
Just like fucking with y'all.
Nah, yo, you ain't gonna do all that. Like, yo, Duke Deuce my mans, but We ain't gonna do all that for the Isaiah Rashad dude thing, bro.
You seen everything that just dropped? Yo, your face is classic.
Yo, what the fuck, bro?
You look mad disappointed, bro.
Yeah. I'm not even like a... Like, yo, when we talking TDE, I want to hear some J-Rock, some fucking Soul, or some Schoolboy.
Yeah.
So, I was like, ah, that ain't Kendrick. I was like, couldn't be SZA, but I doubt it. It's like, huh, maybe we get some new J-Rock, man. It's about time. Nah, maybe we get some Schoolboy. I'm like, maybe we get some Absol. You could have even gave me some Reason. But he was on Joe Budden last week and said it ain't me. So I knew it wasn't no new Reason. Like,
get this Isaiah Rashad with Duke Deuce single, nigga.
What the fuck?
Speaking of JBP, how you feel about that reunion special?
They talk. They tried to talk about it. It don't seem like they got all. They got everything out their chest. So,
It seemed like to me. It seemed like everything was resolved, and then they got there to pod, and that nigga got on some fucking Macho Man shit. And then the nigga Maul was just like, "All right, fuck it." And they said he ain't really talked since.
Nah, he talked on.
Yo, they said Saturday on the last show. One, they was like, he wasn't saying shit. And they was, because Joe geeked on him about something, you know. I forget what the fuck it was. But it wasn't funny. And the nigga made Rory laugh about the shit. And Maul was just sitting there like, I don't know, though. I think that shit is dead, bro.
We'll see.
All right, what's going on with 50 Cent and Dr. J? They supposed to box or something?
Who?
50 Cent and Dr. J.
Julius Erving, Dr. J?
Yeah, yo. Like, Dr. J said something about LeBron James and 50 Cent cape form and shit.
What? Dr. J better go sit down, man.
Yeah, Dr. J was like, LeBron is the guy who's led the charge in terms of super teams. When he put together a team in Miami, he put together a team in Cleveland, he put together a team in Los Angeles so he can pick his own team. I ain't going to pick his team. And then 50 Cent decided, he said, sounds like old hater shit to me. It takes a lot of hard work and talent to beat LeBron James. If that wasn't true, we would have three or four of them. We only got one.
Yo, Dr. J better calm down for 59 his old ass out, respectfully.
So I'm Yo, don't say. Sleep on the doc, bro.
I'm a Dr. J fan. Like,
obviously not.
I am, but that's 50.
It's nothing. 50 you think 50 Cent could fuck Dr. J up in a fight? One-on-one?
If they in a boxing ring?
Yeah.
50 gonna piece him together.
You think so?
50's like... The nigga was... fucking spokesperson for Vitamin Water. The nigga came out in the club video.
What the fuck is that supposed to
be? The nigga came from the video in the club video hanging upside down rapping, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yo, what if Dr. J know like some secret Taekwondo from the 70s?
I would hope
Kareem
so.
Abdul-Jabbar taught him.
I would hope so.
Oh, did Fujiano get 5 years for taking that fucking bracelet off? Dumbass. Respectfully.
Niggas is like, yo, the dude Boo Man from Authentic Empire Entertainment, I believe he tweeted like, yeah, he got sentenced 5 years for taking off the ankle box, and he was charged with a gun that he didn't even have. So in my mind, I'm like, why didn't y'all just go to court and fight the case then? Respectfully.
Yeah.
But you know, not trying, but it's like, if he wasn't in the wrong in the gun case, it's like, I get it. You cut out the ankle box to do what? Go pick up some show bags?
No, he said he went to a strip club.
Pick up a bag, probably. Mm. It's like...
Let's see some bitches.
I like the one song I know from him.
Baby mama ain't shit.
Right.
She won't let me see my son. Now you really can't see him.
And then you was all coming at Trey Songz.
What did he say
for
about
posting? Because Trey Songz posted a pic of his girl on his stories.
Oh, well, now I guess Trey Songz really about to get up in there.
Mr. Steal Your Girl about to steal your girl because you about to be gone for five for cutting the ankle monitor off.
Yo, shout out to Jake Paul. Ivory King. Just so we clear, Mayweather's fighting Logan Paul, right?
Oh, that was Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mayweather's fighting Logan. So that's why he was just like, I'm about to fuck this nigga
up.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Cool.
Shout out to the Ivory King for another viral moment. Did you see his pants?
No.
My nigga.
Oh, yeah, he got the...
The cowboy joints with the flaps.
Did you see the tattoo he got?
Nah, what he got, bro?
The gotcha hat?
He got a gotcha hat tattoo already? This nigga is geek, yo.
You ain't see that?
Mm-mm. Gotcha hat. That That's real? The new shit.
Wasn't that real? Yeah.
Gotcha hat, bro. My man. Gotcha hat.
The cap emoji.
Oh, shit.
Mayweather is... Chill. Absolutely.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's what I keep saying. Y'all want to put fucking Jake Paul against somebody, put him against Money May. Let Money May beat on his ass.
How about Jake Paul versus Conor in a boxing match?
He called him out on that, didn't he?
Cool.
Didn't Jake Paul call Conor McGregor out already?
You know Jake Paul? Yeah.
And
yeah,
he didn't.
Yeah.
He ain't take it. So
yeah.
It's like,
he was like, your bitch is a four. Yo, Jake Paul is that nigga, yo. I'm sorry, yo.
They broke that down off. That was one of the last few episodes of Flagrant 2 I listened to.
What's up?
When he was talking about that. He's like, yeah, you gotta fight him now, Conor. He was like, if you don't, like, how you gonna go in the house to your wife? Like, my nigga just said that to, like, the dude just said that to you. Mm-hmm. You don't go fight him after that? Like.
Yo. What's up with this beef between Umar Johnson and Kevin Samuels, yo?
I don't really think it's no beef, yo. Yes. But I don't think it was no beef. I think he was just like, yo, a lot of y'all women. From what I seen, he's like, y'all want us to talk to y'all like Umar, like Queen, Mother God, Queen. What? He's like, I ain't doing that. He
was like, all right, can I just share this quote from the good brother Umar?
Yeah.
Quote, there is a growing beta male YouTubian community that is creating a sector dedicated to slandering and criticizing black women who don't emulate Eurocentric standards of beauty and success. Unfortunately, many sisters have become prey for those coons due to an unconscious need for male validation. Black women, you don't need a man to validate your worth. Unquote.
Okay, Umar. Sad. I'm like, well, let me see the clip I seen yesterday, my man.
I know Kevin Samuels was going to clap back, yo.
Let me see. Did Dev post that? I believe so.
Dr. Umar Johnson, the man who calls you queen, mother, goddess, and all this other kind of stuff. And again, for those who are keeping score, this is another woman who comes on and says, talk to us more like Umar. The Prince of Pan African. Big Papa's in the house. Run my donations. Shout out to Umar. I ain't got no problem with the dude, but I think it's funny y'all keep coming over here asking everybody to talk like Umar. Queen, mother, god, and Cocoa Butter, and... Seamoss gold and shit. And some of them claim to not even like me, so why you quote my opinion and not represent
me? So run that back. This nigga funny as shit, yo.
Dr. Umar Johnson, the man who calls you queen, mother, goddess, and all this other kind of stuff. And again, for those who are keeping score, this is another woman who comes on and says, talk to us more like Umar. The Prince of Pan African. Big brothers in the house. Run my donations. I mean, shout out to Umar. I ain't got no problem with the dude, but I think it's funny y'all keep coming over here asking everybody to talk like Umar. Queen Mother God and Cocoa Buddy and Sea Moss Gold and shit.
Sea Moss Gold and shit.
Yo, we missed this stove guy in French Montana shit.
Oh yeah, that came on I think a couple of weeks ago. I definitely listened to that. Here we go.
Oh, you got it.
This came on I think last time we recorded. April 23rd.
Shout out to Stove Guy. He's going on tour with Conway. They'll be here in September. All my niggas count dough money. Dough money. They want to come in for that dough money. Plastic on a kilo pill. I start getting chills. I'm good on that. That's not how I like my stove guy, son.
Yeah, I feel you.
YFN Lucci named in 105 count Atlanta blood gang racketeering indictment.
Yes, sir. Hate the head, man.
Also out on murder rap. Is he out or is he locked up?
I think he might have been. Is he on bail for that?
Yeah, $500,000 bond. That's but crazy. They want to revoke after they believe he violated his bond provisions when hitting the studio and going to strip club.
He hit the studio? He couldn't go to the studio? Was he on house arrest?
I guess so.
You got enough money to have fucking
home studio.
Right.
And you got enough money to definitely invite strippers to the crib.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I wouldn't want, you know, unknown strippers in my crib.
Like, yeah, if I was on house arrest, I'd just be in the crib working.
All right, let's talk about this battle rap shit before we get the fuck out of here, buddy.
So, of course, we're in about to go into week two of Ultimate Madness.
Ultimate Madness.
Which if, you've been following up. So... let's see. The original brackets were, we had Yoshi G versus Drugs, Prep versus Swae Suave, Seva, Cortez and Official, Swamp and Jerry West, Rum Nitty, Serious Jones, Vriggs, Geechee Gotti. Well, that's not it, was it? Jack Boy and T-Top and Twerk versus Casey J. So, of course, embarrassment of the first round. New Jersey Twerk, my guy. Hate it. Whole time condolences to him and his family, man. I believe he lost his cousin and his uncle in the same week. So, hey, I ain't really going to go like too crazy, but it's like Twerk was the bracket buster.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, the brackets were busted all together. There was a lot of them in that first round because you know it's judges, it's judge battles, it's not the normal.
Did Gotti go over?
Yeah, Gotti crossed over. He beat Riggs.
Did Nitty go over?
Nitty beat Serious. I'm gonna tell you this. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch that one.
I watched. I don't think Nitty beat Jones.
You don't think so?
No. Like watching that, if live right then and there, nah. So I don't know what the judges saw, but I don't think Prep beat Swave. The official chick, she choked.
Oh, big choke.
Cortez,
she deserved to get choked
Cortez
in the night
was cooking her.
Yeah, she like, deserved to get choked in the night as well.
Like I said, I said if they were still doing champion of the night, I think Cortez should have won that because he cooked. I don't think Jack Boy won either. That was the thing, the three.
Okay.
The three, I think it was Nitty, Sirius. I mean, Sirius, Jack Boy, and Swave, I think all three of them got. They kind of got cheated.
You think Twerk just need to chill?
I think he needs to fall back for a minute.
Take because the Chris Rothstein approach.
Now, I think what it was something on the lines of that where he, I don't know what happened with the tournament, but he was supposed to battle the dude Prep at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he didn't want to for some reason. Mm. So they switched it. But the way it was, like if he'd have beat the girl, he would have still had to battle Prep.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if him and Prep were cool or what, because Prep is from here. And you know, Twerk being like Virginia real heavy, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But in the next round, we got, who do we got? We got Cortez versus Jack Boy. We got Drugs versus Rum Nitty. Hold on. Here's the bracket right here. Swamp versus Geechee Gotti. Casey J versus Prep. Jack Boy Man versus Cortez. And Drugs versus Rum Nitty. To be honest, I think I got... I kind of got, me, I'm saying Cortez, after the performance he put on last week, or two
who
weeks
ago.
Who
he going against again?
He's going against Jack Boy, man. And if he beats Jack Boy, he's got to go against Rum Nitty. But
right, you can give it to Cortez.
The way Cortez has been rapping, like.
You think Nitty going to beat Drugs?
Yeah.
All
right. I got Nitty beating Drugs.
What's up with Gotti and who?
Swamp. That's going to be the battle I think everybody wants to see because, you know, they just battled in the 2-on-2 together.
Uh-huh.
So they had to write together. So they know each other's styles enough to where that's going to be a good fight.
Yeah, it should be good.
And I got Prep killing Casey J.
Okay.
Because that was my whole thing with the Twerk battle. It was just, if he didn't choke, Shorty wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, she just wasn't KCJ. That good.
I don't even like Shorty for real.
She wasn't that good. She just didn't choke. She got through her rounds.
Right.
So, you know, always if you choke all three of your rounds and somebody gets through theirs, they win automatically.
Pretty much. All right, where we at?
Somebody Freeway talking about one of them was talking about it's a tie.
What? Did somebody inform Freeway that's not they how did. The fuck
Smack,
this works?
Smacking them had to. Love Free. Like, rap legend, but. Nah, we ain't gonna do that.
All right, Joan. Anything else for you want to get the heck up out of here? I'm ready to relax and enjoy my fucking day.
Yeah, I can dig it. not really.
It's Friday. Niggas ain't got no job. Yo said, yo, this shit goofy as shit. All right, y'all. Fact check 53. We out this bitch. Holla at y'all next week, man. 54. I don't even know any 54. Erlacher. And he got a black wife.